Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit the 1 o'clock CMB. We'll come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. But of course, we're brought to you live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. Bro, you go wherever you want to go to start the this wonderful Monday morning of sports talk here in New York.
Well, it ain't going to be with the Mets. It's not going to be with the Red Sox. It's not going to be with the Knicks or the Nets. And you know what? Can we take a break just for at least 10 minutes from the same old destroying of the Giants? They suck. We get
right.
It.
Yep.
They can't score points. We get it. Eli Manning shouldn't even play anymore. We get it. The offensive line is garbage.
Yep.
We'll
yep.
get it. And I'm sure we'll get to
can't
it.
Can't score in the red zone.
Yeah, can't do
a lot
that.
A lot of different things.
Most of their points are garbage points.
Right. Drop passes.
Odell doesn't really want to be here.
Right.
They may trade everybody.
Who knows?
We'll get to all of it. Carl's going to join us. But when the news comes out about 20 minutes, half hour before
right,
the game,
right.
that Khalil Mack is not going to play, I actually, because I'm a moron, I actually sat there and convinced myself.
You bet the money line? Is that what you did?
I didn't have that much guts.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, I don't live in the state of New Jersey.
That's
so
true.
I have to usually make a phone call.
Believe me, I didn't run to do the money line.
I felt oddly excited that, you know, maybe they could steal this game. But what I didn't take into account, Joe, is that they would commit not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, seven pre-snap penalties.
Amazing. You can't make it up.
I didn't take into account
third play, a second play. Actually, I think it was a second play from scrimmage.
Second play of the game.
That they had their first one.
Yeah. False start. Neil
right.
Sterling.
Right.
5-yard penalty.
Right.
Repeat second down.
Yep.
I didn't take into account that Avery Williamson, who will be with us tomorrow, would have a complete brain fart and let Tariq Cohen go basically untouched in the end zone.
70 yards.
I didn't think for a second that Sam Darnold would sit there in the pocket, look around, and say to himself, holy mackerel, I have nobody to throw the football to.
Yes.
The guy I feel most comfortable throwing the ball to was a guy who was on the practice squad a week ago, Deontay Burnett, because he's my former teammate.
He made a terrific play, too.
I didn't think for a second that Chris Herndon, who actually looks like a player,
right,
would
right.
be ignored
right.
the entire game. I didn't think that this offensive coordinator would be so uncreative despite the lack of weapons they have.
And, oh, by the way, it was a touchdown, by the way.
Yes, it was.
Oh, by the way.
Yes, it was. So I moronically didn't take all that into account, and the Jets gave you a typically frustrating 24-10 loss.
You know, a couple things that I'll throw out there. How about after they make it 17-10, the defense, and we've seen it, we saw this with Rex, we've seen it for years, but, you know, it's balls. 17-10, and the Bears march right down the field for a touchdown to make it 24-10. Like before you could even sit down and enjoy that they scored a touchdown, the Bears are in the end zone. Now it's 24-10.
Yeah.
And the other play that made me nuts, and you could debate all day whether Bowles should have punted on 4th-and-13, whatever, you know, maybe he should have, maybe he shouldn't have. But how about on the punt, when I think it was Cohen, basically touches the football. The ball is lying there on the ground on about the bare 13-yard line. And what's his name? Sherrone Peak, who should be cut. He's not an NFL player. Runs right by the ball is lying on the damn ground. And he runs by the ball. Runs by it. Like he didn't even see the ball.
Mm.
Oh, bro.
How
do we do it? How do we continually, week after week, watch this crap? Tell me how we do it.
Because we're suckers.
Yeah. I mean, really. And then after the game, and I didn't even notice till today because I didn't watch the post game show. I had to go out for a walk after the game was over. The only good thing for me yesterday was that Pittsburgh kept me alive in the knockout pool. Thank you, Steelers.
And you had a 3-0
pick. It was a very tough week in Pittsburgh with the just absolute appalling situation that happened there on Saturday.
Disgusting.
And it's beyond
heartbreaking.
Yes. But, I mean, so that's the only good thing I had going for me yesterday, football-wise, is that the Pittsburgh kept me alive. Somehow I'm still in this knockout pool after 8 weeks, which is unbelievable. But I got to hear the coach basically say, well, it was like Kotite. Well, we played hard. You know, I was proud of the guys, the way they fought. What? And then I got to hear Leonard Williams, okay, the most overrated player that we've seen in recent times, Mr. Overrated himself, after that great off, by the way, a big four-star penalty on him, too, offsides. That's, the next play was a touchdown. Oh, by the way, what a surprise. He says, well, we're not the same old Jets because the feeling in the locker room is different. Oh, okay. When are we going to see that on the field, bro?
Dude, it's incredible because I witnessed, and the Leonard one bothered me more, twice in 2 days, guys on teams I root for, after brutal losses, talk about how things are different.
Right.
Right?
No, I know.
Leonard Williams said it. Even Caris LeVert said it after the Nets gave a game away Friday night.
Right.
I got to tell you, I am so sick and tired.
How could you not be?
Of hearing coaches or athletes or even broadcasters or opposing coaches talk about how things are so positive with the Jets, the Nets, or whomever.
Right.
Yet they continue
to
lose.
They never win. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's a joke. When exactly is, and I keep saying this, when are the Jets going to be measured on wins and losses?
Now.
They're 13-27 over the last 2 years. When is it about winning a game? And Ernie brought up a very good point. Now, maybe you could tell me that Chiefs game last year. Remember, they were 4-7 when they beat the Chiefs, and then they went to Denver, who lost 8 in a row, and got just, it was a joke. That effort, there was no effort.
Right.
But when is the last time Bowles won a game that you didn't think he was going to win?
I mean, that was the one, and outside of that, it doesn't usually happen. And I think that's a big problem, and I think this had an opportunity to be that game. This really did. And, you know, you mentioned one of the penalties, because I got to go back to it, because it really was, maybe of all the penalties committed, the worst one, the most damaging one, and that is the Leonard Williams neutral zone infraction.
They were third and goal from the 10. Now it's third and goal from the 5.
Completely different. And that's when the rookie Miller beat Buster Screen for a touchdown to make it 14-3.
Yep.
You hold him to a field goal, it's 10-3.
Yep.
It's a little bit different.
Yep.
That was a really damaging penalty.
Oh,
it was a part of the pre-snap penalties that continued. And see, I made a mistake because after the Jet game, I did for about 5 minutes.
Watch the post-game show?
I put it on for five minutes. And one of the things I saw, and I do respect Ray Lucas, I really do, but he said definitively, as if he was talking to you and me, definitively, don't put the pre-snap penalties on the coach.
Of course not.
It's on the players.
Of course. It's never on Bowles. Never. They are so poorly coached, this team. It is beyond. I mean, who's kidding who here? They are a horrifically coached football team. Their football smarts leave tons to be desired. They make dumb penalty after dumb penalty. And how about this, too? And here's the other thing, too. There's never an adjustment. When they played Miami, the first play of the game, Ryan Tannehill on a bootleg ran for about 15 yards, okay? Mm-hmm. And all day he was able to torch the Jets running the ball. Trubisky did the same thing yesterday. First play from the Bears from scrimmage, bootleg for about 14 yards. How many times did he burn them running the ball? And I thought this was one of the biggest plays of the game, biggest moments of the game. Third quarter, 7-3. It's going to be third and 10.
Oh, I know the play.
There's a pass interference call against the Bears. All right, which is going to push them back. Then the Bears are on their own 45 here. So they're in pretty good field position. All right, so instead of pushing them back 10 yards, make it second and 20, Bowles says, nah, we've been playing well on third down. We're going to decline the penalty, third and 10, and what happens? Trubisky runs for 11 yards in the first down. And that was the drive.
So right off the top,
the field
you're
for
not
a
declining that penalty.
No,
you're taking second and 20
because,
and taking
a shot.
I'll
tell you why. Now, there's times I might, but I'll tell you why I wouldn't. Because of where they were on the field.
Yep.
You're already almost on midfield.
Yep.
Push them back. Get them back more here. It's the same old
and
night.
Trubisky.
It's so painful, bro.
Trubisky escaped a sack on that 30-10 play, too.
Yeah, he did.
And then later on that drive, they called a keeper, and he got 9 yards out of it. He beat them with his legs all day.
All day. Just like he did to the Patriots last week.
Sure.
You think they would have went to school on that? Nah.
But
that's not the coach. That's not coaching.
No.
It's Bowles. He's the Teflon coach.
They got,
a huge break. Usually this goes the other way, where the Jets do something really, really stupid. But the personal foul penalty on Jackson, which extended a drive that was going nowhere.
Right.
Remember, Sam Darnold was sacked on first down. Right. It's third and 13.
This is the one on Andre Rodgers. This is the one they actually called.
Yes, the one they called.
Because the one on Neil Sterling, that was a joke.
They should have called that.
How that flag was picked up, and then I got to hear Gene Steratore. I got to hear this guy who's now another guy who doesn't want to be an official anymore. Let me go into the booth and make more money. You know, being Mr. Rules, saying, oh, there was a great get by the referee. Well, what? I mean, the guy was helmet to helmet. The guy's dizzy. He's out of the game with a concussion. You think he got hit in the head with the helmet? No call? Come on.
If you're going to call it, call it.
And the flag was thrown.
Yeah. And look, the Jets still have to take advantage of the opportunities in front of them. That's not why they lost this game.
No, of course not.
But they're given a break because Jackson makes a really dumb decision on the late hit on Andre Roberts.
Right.
And so they're set up at the 50-yard line, and they took advantage of it.
Yep, the kid made a nice play.
Great
what's his
catch.
Name?
Burnett. Made a jumping catch
his
against Fuller.
His guy from SC, right. And then the touchdown pass to Herndon, the only ball they threw to him.
Right, and it's a one-score game early fourth quarter, and my thought is, you know, the defense gets off the field, all right, they got a shot. Not that they're going to win the game,
but
they have a shot. I was envisioning, and I'm still envisioning
can't believe that Ray Lucas actually said it wasn't these pre-snap penalties are not on the coach.
No, it's on the players.
There was seven of them, not on the coach.
It's on the players. That's what he said.
Unbelievable.
I was envisioning, and I'm going to envision this until the season's over. I'm going to envision that game where Sam Darnold, with everything against him, puts the Jets on his back and leads him to a victory.
But they wouldn't let him do that yesterday. God forbid. They let him throw the damn ball down the field. I think it was second and 10, second and 12, second and 15 all day long.
Yeah. And you know what ended up happening? I did get to see what I visioned, except it didn't happen with Sam Darnold. It happened with Josh Rosen a little bit later on.
Right. Now they were playing the 49ers.
I get it.
But you're 100% right.
But that's I don't care who they do it against.
They went down 15-3. Rosen comes back and they win the game.
I'm envisioning that.
I hear you.
Eli had it his rookie year.
Right, right.
That moment. And I thought after Herndon got in the end zone, you know, the defense gets off the field.
Right, right.
Maybe this is it.
Right, right, right.
The defense couldn't even force a third down on that drive.
Right down the field.
Oh, my God, with zero resistance.
Unbelievable.
Zero. Trubisky had a run. Jordan Howard had a couple of runs, and then he caps it off by getting in the end zone.
Yep.
And at that point, I mean, you could turn the lights out.
Well, you knew it was over.
Even though they did miss that opportunity.
Right, that fumble that they should have recovered.
Cohen, for some reason, touches the football,
right.
And it's right there for the Jets to recover.
By the way, 2 weeks in a row, we saw that kind of play.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. It was very tough to watch. And look, we get it. The Jets are completely banged up with injuries. They have no receivers. They can't run the football. All of that's true. But that doesn't take away the pre-snap penalties.
Of course.
And the blown opportunities that they had.
No question about it. No question about it. I mean, they're just, look, you got the over-under at 6.
Yes.
They're going to be hard-pressed, bro. I mean, look, can they win these next two games against Miami and Buffalo? Yeah. Are they going to? I mean, I tell you what, going into this Miami game, I don't feel good about this game at all. How can I? I can't feel good about it.
Right now, on Monday morning, I don't know what to think. I don't know how to feel. The Dolphins look like they're a mess, that's for sure.
Okay.
And the Jets owe them one. And there's going to be a lot of Jet fans down there.
Including me, by the way.
And hopefully they'll be healthier. But, yeah, I mean, it's tough to ever be confident. The most damaging thing offensively to me was the fact that they could get no running game
going.
In the first half of this game, when they ran the ball on first down, Isaiah Crowell got the ball 6 times on first down. He got 8 yards.
Yeah.
And you were putting yourself so behind the eight ball, they could not run the ball
at all. At some point, maybe you want to try a play-action pass on first down.
What's that?
Right? I mean, at some point, the kid didn't play bad. Was he great? No. But he wasn't. He didn't turn the ball over. He threw the ball away how many different times? Because God forbid anybody's open. Tony Romo kept pointing that out the whole game. I mean, and the one time he had a chance to make some plays, he did. You know, when they finally scored a touchdown.
Yeah, I didn't think he was bad.
No.
I think he's in a very tough spot
right now.
Very
tough.
Because they just don't have bodies. They don't have players. And I know we'll get more into this over the next couple of days, and you got to be smart about this, so I warn you. I'm not saying do something stupid, but right now there are a lot of wide receivers available via trade. I want one.
Demaryius Thomas is out there for one. He's the one that jumps out at me. There's a couple other guys,
too. Well, I'll tell you the guy I want. I know it's not going to happen.
Who's it?
I want the Giants to trade Sterling Shepard. I'd take him on this football team in a half a second.
Yeah, I'd take him.
Absolutely. Demaryius
Thomas. He's young.
Well, that's why I like him. Because any move the Jets make, it's not about this year. It's about,
of course,
I want a receiver on this team.
Right,
the free agents for wide receivers, not a very good list. You're not building it through free agency. So if I'm Mike Maccagnan, and you got to be smart, am I giving up a first-round pick? No, I'm not giving up a first-round pick.
Well, they're going to have a top-10 pick again in the first round.
No kidding. But I do want to see him do something. You know, to give Sam Darnold some weapons, that's one of the big differences Trubisky has right now. He actually has
a
couple of weapons.
He definitely does.
That was certainly the biggest difference for Jared Goff in year two.
No question.
They gave him weapons.
Well, and he also gave Jared, here's the biggest difference with Jared Goff in year two. Oh, he got Sean McVay as his head coach.
Yes.
And that has to be addressed. That move has to be made. And maybe the guy that's going to be coming, maybe this is the guy, bro. The DeFilippo, the Viking offensive coordinator.
Sure, he's been a hot name for a while.
Maybe he's the guy. A young guy, offensive guy to kind of help groom Donald. I don't want to hear about continuity anymore. That's nonsense. Look what the Rams did. Look what the Bears did.
Yep.
I mean, I don't want to hear it anymore.
Those are the examples, bro.
No question about it.
Absolutely.
With young quarterbacks, that's what the Jets have to do.
We will bash the pathetic, hapless New York Giants,
boy.
Even though we've done it. We've all done it for weeks and weeks, but they hit new lows every single week. We'll get to the Giants. Carl Banks will join us. The Boston Red Sox are world champions.
And let me say this.
Yes.
I have to say it.
Yes.
My guy here deserves a playoff share.
Yes.
Because he has turned David Price, his playoff career, around.
I got an email.
From Alex Cora?
No.
He should be thanking
he
you.
He should,
Alex
though.
Cora should come on today. When's the parade? Tomorrow?
Probably the next couple
Alex
of days.
Alex got a little time today, you know, and waking up from the celebration. He should come on today and say to my partner, Evan Ron, thank you, Evan.
I got an email from the manager of the Fan Baseball League World Champion, Mink Men.
Okay.
And their manager said, I just want to tell you, Evan, here are David Price's numbers since you ripped him on MLB Network. 19 2/3 innings.
Unbelievable.
1.36 ERA.
Bro, come on.
3-0, 0.81 whip. You are a world postseason hero.
Bro.
Now, I don't know if I really am.
You are.
But clearly, David Price is a different guy. And you know what? In all seriousness, good for him.
Yeah.
I know you. We've never had anything against David Price.
I don't know him. So, like, I know the guy. He hasn't pitched for my team and been bad.
No. He's just been bad in the postseason and bad against the Yankees. And what he's done over his last three games and four games, because he came out of the bullpen too, good for him, good for Cora, good for Chris Sale. Chris Sale did something weird. He started the World Series, and he finished the World Series.
He did.
And the list of guys who've done that, it's a very, very small list. Very small list.
Remember when there was that thing called the Curse of the Bambino?
What's that?
Remember
that? What? By the way, here are the five guys to start a World Series and end a World Series. Smokey Joe Wood for the Red Sox.
Right.
Walter Johnson.
Right.
Allie Reynolds for the Yankees.
Yeah, okay.
Madison Bumgarner. Chris Sale.
There you go.
So congratulations to the Red Sox. We'll get to all that a little bit later on. And, of course, your phone calls. And we'll rip the Jets and Giants some more. And go around the league.
Right.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
so fun. Much fun.
Great game between the Rams and the Packers. That was a very good game. How good was that game?
It was great until Ty Montgomery put the ball on the ground.
We also got to rip Doug Marrone. Remember when I actually liked Doug Marrone?
Oh, you turning on him?
What has happened? He's got his guys out there bolting on a $40,000 bar bill in London. Four guys.
They thought it was being paid for.
Oh, okay.
That was the confusion.
And then how about his coaching at the I watched the end of that game. Oh, my God. The play calling was just horrific.
No, it was bad, man.
I mean, oh, my God.
Benish, if you're listening, you got to enjoy that.
Benish, we're going to have you on. You're right. Marrone, he's starting to get right down into Bulls territory.
Oh, wait a
second. That's a big drop.
Marrone's coached an AFC championship game.
I understand.
I know.
Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.